There are certain actions which make our prayer void. For example, we know that when praying, we have to face the Qibla, meaning towards the Kaaba in Mecca, otherwise our prayer is void. Here are some actions that can make our salah void, and it means we would have to repeat it all over again. They are laughing out aloud. An intentional loud laugh will make your prayer void. Crying for worldly things. As an obligatory precaution, if one intentionally weeps silently or loudly over some worldly matters, their prayer is void. Any action that shows you are no longer praying. Any act which changes the form of prayer, like clapping or jumping, invalidates the prayer, regardless of whether the act is done intentionally or forgetfully. Eating or drinking during prayer makes the prayer void. Breaking your wudu. Doing anything that breaks wudu will make your prayer void, such as falling asleep, passing wind, and etc. Talking. Speaking intentionally will invalidate your prayers. Another thing that which invalidates prayers is to say Ameen after Surat Al-Fatiha. To turn away from Qibla without any excuse will invalidate your prayer. If a person leaves out or adds the rukun, the elementary parts of the prayer, either intentionally or forgetfully, the prayer is void. We spoke about the rukun and ghayr rukun in previous lessons. Missing one of the muqaddamat of salah, things that you have to be sure about before salah. For example, have I done wudu? Are my clothes tahir? Is this place I'm praying usurped? Has the time of salah arrived, and etc. Doubts about the number of rak'ahs in the first two rak'ah of any wajib salah. We will talk more about doubts in future lessons.